talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I want to say again, we have an app. Devil Radio has an app. You can download it from Google, Apple, from our website. Take it with you 24/7. Check into your favorite shows anytime, anytime. A lot to talk about today. A lot to talk about. I'm going to start with Governor Evers. He may veto the whole budget. He may have to veto the whole budget after a Republican sabotage of the budget. Now, when I say Republican sabotage of the budget, this is not something I say lightly. And I've been involved in Wisconsin politics for a long time, and this is something I never would have said in the past, at least pre-Scott Walker. I never would have said it. Never would have said it when Tommy Thompson was governor. I never would have said it when Lee Dreyfus was governor. Never would have said it when Scott McCallum was governor or any Democrat. But there's no other way to describe what the Republicans are doing other than sabotage. Here's the deal. Here's one of the choking points. The feds gave Wisconsin, and they're going to give Wisconsin, it's already been allocated, over $1 billion, about $1.5 billion for COVID relief. And they've given it to all the states based on population. So California will get more than Wyoming and Rhode Island, and they should. We're right in the middle of the pack per capita. In fact, Wisconsin got a little more because they also take into account areas of poverty, and the central city of Milwaukee, for instance, and Racine and a couple of other areas got a little more. And the same thing happened around the country. There's one provision, though, where the feds said, look, we're going to give this to you, but you can't then just cut your budget by that amount and use our money, federal money. It is your money. It is federal taxpayer money. But it's meant for COVID relief, say for schools. Many schools, most of them went virtual, either full time or most of the time. That required computer upgrades, that required training, that required cleaning schools when people came back for partial in person. It's expensive. And if the states had to pay for that out of state tax dollars, it would have been crippling. So at the government said, Congress said, Joe Biden said, is we're going to give extra money. It is your money, it's federal tax dollars, but it's going back to you in this form. But you have to use it for these purposes. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to cut taxes by $1.5 billion to your donors, Republicans, the top 1%, and then still give no COVID relief. You can't do that. You can't. This is not a shell game. This is not a guy on 7th Avenue, New York, with a little stand with three walnut shells, and he claims there's a peanut under one of them. You see the peanut, and then suddenly he goes real quick, and he says, all right, which shell is it under? And you point, and you're wrong. It turns out it isn't under any of the shells. He palmed the peanut, okay? This is a shell game. This is a shell game. So you can't do that, the Fed said. You can't do that, and you shouldn't be able to do that. Shouldn't be able to do that. But the Republicans are doing it. Governor Evers asked for an increased state spending on education in Wisconsin of over $1 billion. They nixed it. And they came up with something under 200 million, 100 some odd million. They said, that'll do it. That'll do it in all 72 counties. That'll do it. And then the Evers said, hey, okay, but what about inflation? What about paying more for supplies and for increases in salaries and all of this? And they chuckled. They chuckled their saboteurs. They chuckled and they said, well, tell you what, some of that good COVID money, our leader Voss got some sweet COVID money for his popcorn business. You got $1.5 billion for COVID relief. And by the way, that's not just all for education. That's for a lot of things. And so you just grab yourself some of that. You snatch it right off like a wolf snatching a steak right out of the federal budget. So somebody pointed out to them, that's against the law. That's against the law. You can't do that. And if you do that, that kind of trickery, all that's going to happen is you're going to lose that whole allocation. You're going to cost the state $1.5 billion. And they said, oh, well, we didn't know that. We didn't know that. Well, yes, they did know that. There was a memo early in April saying exactly that, and it circulated to all the legislature. Everybody got it. Staff got it. The media got it. What are they thinking? That somebody is going to forget that they got it? That they forget it? Now, they're either not telling the truth or they're really, really obtuse. They really, really are undisciplined and disorganized. I think that they are not telling the truth. I don't think there's got to be one Republican in the legislature. Remember, there are 99 members of the assembly and 33 state senators. The Republicans get about half the vote statewide and sometimes less than that, sometimes say 48% of the vote, but they get two thirds, 66% roughly of the assembly, even though they may get under 50% of the vote through gerrymandering. That's why you have people like Voss elected. That's why you like people like LeMahieu elected. That's why you have people, well, you remember Fitzgerald who went to Congress, Tiffany from Hazelhurst who went to Congress. Unfortunately, it's the only way those guys get elected. And that extended to the Congress too. That's why we get more than half the votes. And of the eight Congress members of Congress in Wisconsin, five are Republicans, three are Democrats. Should be the other way around. We're out two congressional seats because of gerrymandering. Anyway. Putting all that aside, I do not believe they're telling the truth when they said that nobody in the Republican side of the legislature had read a memo from April. I just don't believe that. And no one believes that because this came up in discussions before too. And they just thought what they would do is try to smoke a curveball, fastball, right by us. And now that they're caught, I think they're going to do what they did with hitting the masking requirement. Remember, we were going to lose a lot of money if there was no statewide order, public health order, public policy order in place, and they got rid of all of them. And there was a fix. What happened was the Biden administration conferred with the Evers administration. They came up with some kind of an order that technically satisfied the requirement. We got the money. But here, that we're on notice. Because if this happens, if the Republicans stand fast and put virtually no money into education just to snatch off COVID relief, every other state in the country will do it. And they're trying to do it right now. Texas is trying to do it and the rest of them. And if one of them is successful, the others will go to court and say, hey, the Biden administration is inconsistently applying this. The Congress is inconsistently applying this. And we want a slice of this too. And then you break the whole cycle of emergency assistance. So the Republicans say falsely that they didn't know. They're going back to the drawing board. What Evers has said is if you come forward with this budget, remember he can line item, he has a line item veto. But at some point, when it's so riddled with sabotage, and we're going to talk later in the show about other aspects of this budget, I'm just going to veto the whole budget. I never remember that happening in the history of the state while I was involved in politics. And maybe it did, but it was a long time ago. What happens when the governor vetoes the budget? In other words, doesn't just line item veto. Last time he used his line item veto power. We have the most liberal veto power in the country. It's called the Frankenstein veto. It's called the Vanna White veto. You know, you see Wheel of Fortune, Vanna White is turning the letters. In the old days, what you could do is move letters to other lines and move numbers to other lines. So the governor could say, oh, you only wanted to put 10 million into this, and he adds a zero for another line. Or you can say words like no and not can be taken out or put in from other lines. It really gives the governor legislative power. That was modified at some point, but even now, the governor with his line item veto managed to increase assistance to education last time. Well, this time, he'll veto it. What happens if he has to veto it? The law is that the previous budget stays in place until there's a new budget. Now, the previous budget was another Republican budget, which Evers had managed to improve a little bit. But what's going to happen is you can't use a budget from 2 years ago. You know, there's a thing called inflation, even though it's not very high. You know, salaries go up. The cost of gasoline goes up. The cost of paper supplies. You got to do something. The Republican legislature are saboteurs. They're committing sabotage. They have got to comply with federal law, which means they have to come up with another couple of $100 million at least. And if they don't do that, we could lose well over $1 billion. Going to a break. We're back after the break.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.